want the show to go by without a little bit of, I'm getting a lot of calls from people saying, what can we do to help our friends on the Big Island? The Big Island's gone through so much, and I think he's calling right now. Aloha, David. Is this David Sayer?
Yes, aloha. Is this Cindy?
It is.
This is Dave Sayer with the Salvation Army.
I am so glad you called, and you're the spokesperson for the Salvation Army on Oahu, and it's a very, very, very busy time for you. I know that. Boy, what a year, huh? We had the Kauai disaster, and then just recovering from that a bit, and then this volcano goes off. And I've been seeing pictures, David, of the great work that's being done by the Salvation Army and helping to feed all the people out there.
Oh, mahalo. Yes, yes. There has been a number of disasters, of course, and I know your listeners in the Maui community, I was just listening to the news earlier on your station, and have stepped up and were supporting the Kauai flood incidents. So yes, Kauai, East Oahu, and now the Big Island in the Puna area lava flow. In fact, I was just getting word that we're going to be needing to provide an additional 50 meals at each of the shelters starting quite soon as they're getting ready to evacuate, I believe, another community in the area over there.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Another whole community? Oh.
Yeah, so I don't have the details other than just a quick text from one of my contacts, but... you know, during the emergencies, the best way the public can actually help is to provide monetary donations, which allows us to deliver the exact relief supplies that a community might need. We're on the ground, know what it is. You know, if we have to go out and purchase additional meals to supplement what folks have already donated, then that's what we're able to do. And it's really a great support and comfort to have that from the community.
Well, I have to say, too, when these things happen, there's a lot of people who do GoFundMes and other things. But truthfully, I always like to stick to tried and true organizations that I know are really on the ground helping. Because it's unfortunate, but there's people sometimes that start things up and you don't know where the funds are really going. So we know the Salvation Army is real and the American Red Cross is real. And we know that you're there on the ground helping. And is the Salvation Army number 808-756-0306? Is that the best number?
Correct. So yes, 808-756-0306. If you're calling for information about what's happening, if you're interested in providing donations, at this point, we're not looking for in-kind donations. Monetary donations also can be made directly online at hawaii.salvationarmy.org. You can also, and on the main page there, you can click to donate. You can also click to volunteer and just get in the volunteer database, and if anything happens where we might need volunteers, even for your listeners on Maui, you would be notified because you enter your information via zip code that way to sign up. And one other point I wanted to make is that the Salvation Army uses 100% of all donations designated disaster relief in support of disaster operations here. So the funds that people will be providing online or over the phone for the volcano response efforts will be used 100%. For the disaster relief efforts here.
How many volunteers do you have out there on the Big Island right now?
You know, I don't have the recent count. I know it's a number of actually officers and volunteers providing everything from, everything from meal service, hydration, and also emotional and spiritual care at the shelters. You know, it's such a life-changing experience going through a disaster that sometimes you just need someone to chat with. And so we're there to help.
And there are how many, you said two or three locations where you are situated on the Big Island to help people?
There are two shelters that are set up by the county, and those are in, one moment and I'll pull up my note on that. The two shelters are located
Pahoa
in the
Community Center, I think.
Puna area.
Yeah, Pahoa Community
Pahoa,
Center.
Center, and I think Keikoa is the other one.
K-A-A-K-A-L Community Center? K-A-L Community Center as well. And it's interesting because there's like 1,700 plus people who have been evacuated, but I guess maybe 200 to 300 in the community center, because typically on Maui you go to a friend's house if you can, right? You don't necessarily, if you have a friend, and so many people do, you go to a friend's house. But still, even if you're at a friend's house, you still need help, because these people that were evacuated, a lot of them didn't have a lot of resources when they left.
True. And it's my understanding that the VOAD, volunteer organizations for disasters, are setting up a disaster assistance center, and I believe that's operating tomorrow for those directly impacted. So it's where folks that have needs sit down with the different organizations, let the needs know and what can be offered. And so that is starting tomorrow, I believe, in the area.
The hardest part, you know, it's so interesting because I know you're watching the news as much as everyone is, and then there's all the stories on Facebook and pictures people see. And one of the things that's it's kind of strange is a lot of people, even my friends who I've known for years, going, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. The volcano's going off for you. I said, no, I'm on Maui. It's on the
sure.
Big Island. They don't understand, you know, the difference, of course, and they don't even know the difference if, you know, like, well, what's the Big Island compared to where you are and everything like that. But there is a, this has gotten national attention. But you and I know there's only such a length of time that the news can stay on a story before they get bored. And Pele is not something that is going to be over quickly. When this happens, it could be a long time, right?
That's right. It's an ongoing issue that we're responding to. So we're in it in the long term. We're there before, during, and after an emergency. The Salvation Army operates in just about every zip code in the country. And so we are there providing support, and we'll be there after as well and helping the community rebuild. So
I was looking at one of the pictures on the news story, and they were at that tent where the people were being fed, and I was blown away by the amount of food. I mean, it was just like massive amounts of food to take care of people. And that's a huge job in making sure the food's properly prepared. And thank you to those who think that, you know, you'll donate food, but obviously you got to have the food prepared properly so no one gets food poisoned or anything wrong with it. So,
well, that's why we're requesting from local restaurants on the Big Island and certified kitchens to provide that food safety. Folks that are interested or available, again, it's on the Big Island, the need is there for food as well. So the food basket is the designated recipient for food donations, and they also are in need of cases of bottled water. But again, direct donations help provide that without having the cost of the shipping.
Who takes care of all the National Guard and the police and the emergency services people? Because there's a whole bunch of them out there.
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I could certainly find out and let you know off air regarding that, so you can let your listeners know. But I'm not directly involved in that, so I'm not quite sure. I know they certainly, if they're at the shelters and doing work when the meals are being served, they'd be provided. But I'm not sure on the other times how that is handled.
I mean, there's only really two major hotels there in Hilo, and then you'd have to have special setups and camps, and maybe they do that for all the people that are there, because this is 24/7, and as we were
right.
saying, it's the long run. It could be months, possibly. So this is this is something, and if people really left, and I think there was something like 36 structures. I think maybe 28 homes or something. But if the homes were gone, you're talking about also about people's needs as far as clothes and other items. And I thought I saw in the pictures people going through a stack of and some beautiful clothes that they were picking out to wear.
We're going to be announcing the Salvation Army that we'll be accepting donations at our thrift stores on the Big Island, and we'll be working with some vouchers to provide those in need impacted by the current lava flow to be able to go to our thrift stores on the Big Island and perhaps, you know, get a few items that are of need. So that's how we're addressing the situation. And it is a day-by-day situation, and, you know, like you say, people are seeking shelter at the shelters. There are some folks that aren't as comfortable with the shelter system, and so they're sleeping elsewhere but near the shelter, so they can, have been evacuated, but they are not, I guess, participating in the shelter process itself.
Mm-hmm. But. Yeah. Well, and on top of that, the Red Cross, of course, is there, and they have 40 Oahu volunteers they had,
right,
which is wonderful, and they're helping out. And And they're also accepting non-perishable food items to the Red Cross, fresh fruit, canned goods, disposable coffee cups, and you can, again, the Red Cross can only accept those items, not other items as well. So this is a huge effort, and I think the only shining light through it is the fact that the communities do help each other. And, yeah. and people stay together, and they give together, and they give back, and they support each other in ways that it's kind of hard for maybe the outside communities to understand.
We're also starting to hear from corporations also stepping up to assist. So, for example, First Hawaiian Bank and all their 61 branches in Hawaii, Guam, and Saipan have set up an Aloha for Hawaii Fund, where folks, your listeners, can stop by and make donations, and all those donations benefit the Salvation Army. In addition, Foodland has an Aloha for Puna and Pahoa Disaster Relief Fund that starts tomorrow.
Good.
At all Foodland, Sac & Save, and Malama markets across the state.
Great.
And also High Life, which is a clothing collection online. They're providing a percentage of proceeds from their Kukua collection. That'll be donated as well.
I was so proud of First Hawaiian Bank, which is my bank. They donated $50,000. And
yes.
That is so, so important. And that makes a huge, huge difference. And I know you're super busy, and I called you last minute. I was trying to reach everyone, and no one was available. So I really appreciate you.
I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and your listeners. And we're just continuing to pray for those in the path of the volcano and their families and lives. And appreciate any support your listeners can provide.
Thank you so much, Dave. And again, you can go online is probably the best place, and that online website is?
Hawaii.SalvationArmy.org.
Hawaii.SalvationArmy.org. Thank you so much for the work you and all the wonderful people who are volunteering doing. Thanks so much, David, for calling in.
Mahalo. Aloha.
Mahalo and aloha. That was nice. I was literally out for the last 2 or 3 hours trying to find someone who could talk. And he was very, very kind to respond because everyone's so busy in these things. And I know a lot of people are setting up individual sites, but truly, I always feel better when I know I'm going to a trusted site.
So true.
And because there's just been too many stories about other people doing GoFundMes and things like that, and you just don't know for sure what's going to happen. Red Cross, you can text by phone at 90999. That text will send $10 to the American Red Cross, and that's all for the people here in Hawaii and the Volcanic Eruption Fund. That's, again, Red Cross text number is 90999. If you do that, that will cost you $10, and you'll get AT&T has also a text-to-donate line. So you can check those out. Those are tried and true ones, and we all are, you know, a part of this one family here. I don't know anyone else, but I've been feeling the energy. I mean, the energy in all of our prayers and thoughts and watching the news and watching the posts and all that has been very much involved in what's going on over there. Plus not knowing, you know, what is going to happen. Is it going to get better? Is it going to get worse? And no one knows, you know. So this is part of where we all do come together. And I know all the efforts of everyone is really, really appreciated. And if you can donate in any way, that's wonderful. And I also thank the food basket over there. That's the food bank that's in Hilo that's helping out as well. So, yeah, it's amazing. Amazing work. So thank you. And I want to thank you again, Kimber.
Oh, thank you, Cindy.
Super busy time you coming in. It's so good seeing you and Chuck. He's so cute. he's gonna go far. You'll see him there. It's worth going and saying hi to him at the Bounce
Castle. Visit
Charlie
at the Bounce House.
Don't give him a hard time. Don't give him a hard time. And go visit Maureen, and you'll see her lovely pearl jewelry and lovely meeting you, Lynn.
Thank you, Sam.
And you do beautiful, beautiful work. I mean, really lovely things. So nice to meet you. You're neighbors, and we never even have met before. So a big mahalo to everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Seabury Hall
see
Saturday.
You Saturday.
See you Saturday.
See Saturday.
See Saturday.
See Saturday.
See Saturday.
See Saturday.